Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, Pat, as we always do, we want to share the top three stories on the VFN Torch.
That's right.
And, you know, I'll tell you, our listeners and are actually faithfully going to the Torch and listening to these radio segments that I mentioned earlier. But, Pat, number one, are you ready for this?
Yes.
Are you ready for this? Number one on the VFN Torch. I'm talking about the top three stories, Pat. Uh-huh. Number one, buying the image of hard work.
Oh my goodness, really? Still.
I'm telling you, my goodness, buying the image of hard work. When you think about it, I love what Greg said yesterday. He says, instead of paying $400, you know what I'm saying, for the pair of jeans, give the person $400 jeans that's actually working
right,
in them.
Right, exactly. You know what I mean? Right.
And you actually have some authentic jeans, if you will, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh my goodness, what have we become? Where is this going, man? Where we have to buy expensive jeans. Right?
Instead of making our own, right?
Oh my goodness. Buying the image.
Wow.
Oh, that'll preach, man. Wow. Oh my goodness. And number two, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Number two on the VFN Torch, top three we're talking about here, is the church is an organism and not an organization.
Wow.
Doesn't that bless you?
That is awesome.
Doesn't that bless you?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's so encouraging when we hear this and we see, it's like the church is getting it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the church is getting it, that the church is not a building, the church is not a location, the church is not a steeple, stained glass, stucco.
Mm-hmm.
The church is the people of God. You know, the word says when two or three are gathered in the midst, he is there. God is there in the midst of us, Pat.
That's right.
You know, it's living. It's not an organization. Mm-hmm. You know, I wouldn't want to be a part of an organization that, you know, it's like I just like family. Mm-hmm. You know, I just like family. You know, I heard something really cool about the acronym of family, and I think it just so applies to the VFN family. But you know what a cool acronym they broke this down? Family.
Uh-huh.
Forget about me.
Uh-huh.
I love you.
Oh, cool.
Forget about me. I love you.
Wow.
And I'll tell you, that's so, when I think of VFN family, I mean, it's just so much. It's like,
it's
wow,
so appropriate, isn't it? That's good.
You know, if you're listening today and you're not part of a fellowship of believers, of gatherings, and you're wanting to experience the organism, the living life of God and the family and sons and daughters of God and true family, I would encourage you. You know, go to VFNfamily.org and look up and see and get yourself informed. And maybe there's a Vine Fellowship Network church in your area, a gathering where a group of believers meet, and you can experience the family and the love of God. And so, Pat, number three, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
It ain't over till God says it's over.
Oh wow,
dude, I love this one.
I'm
going to say it again, dude. All right. Hey, it's in me. Dude, I love this one. I mean, I love them all.
Mm-hmm.
But my goodness, man, there's so much discouragement out there.
I mean,
this is why VFN Radio exists. I mean, if you listen to the news all day.
Oh, my goodness.
And you listen to what's coming to these airwaves. I mean, these are words. You got to contend with them.
That's right.
And it's all about fear. I mean, they're selling a news cycle, you know, and they're just... That VFN Radio exists so that you can have God's perspective on what's happening and the sign of the times, what is appearing, so that you can not just know reality, but you can know God's perspective. And let me tell you, God's always at work. He has this redeeming quality in everything that he does.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not listening,
right,
if you're not getting this hope, then you're walking around with fear and dread and misery. And let me tell you, you know, God is on the throne. He's not falling asleep.
Amen.
You know, his arms are not too short that he can't reach out to us.
That's right.
The Lord knows exactly what is going on, and we just need to get his perspective. Pretty cool, right?
Amen. That's good.
And so, let me tell you, it ain't over till God says it's over. And I love you. You'll hear Greg on this segment, and I'm telling you, I can see why this is just, you know, this being, people are going to this all over the Torch, because it ain't over, Pat. I mean, I just think about myself. You know what I'm saying? How many times, Pat? How many times?
Oh, my goodness.
Did I think I was going down, Pat?
When it was all over.
This was the big one. This was the big one. What was that show when he says, I'm dying.
Sanford to son. Fred Sanford.
Yeah. This is a long time ago, so I can't, you know, qualify for the program today. But you know what I'm saying? He's like, this is the big one. This is going to get me.
Yeah.
And man, God came and rescued me.
I'm telling you. Every time.
Isn't that something? Mm-hmm. If I had 1,000 lives, Pat, I'm sure you feel the same, right? If you had 1,000, mm-hmm. you give them all to them.
Everyone.
But it ain't over. You think about Adam and Eve. And I mean, dude, the Bible says that God walked in the cool of the garden. I mean, he walked in the garden in the cool of the day. I mean, just like think about that. You know, mm-hmm. God walking in the garden. And then to know, to be conscious that, oh my goodness, I've sinned. Yeah. I mean, I'm like, you know, and then God asks Adam, you know, where are you? You know, clue, if God is asking you a question, he's not looking for an answer. You know what I'm saying?
No.
You know, I think he's wanting you to think about this for a minute. It's like, you know, Adam, where are you? It's like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
And if anybody thought that it was over, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, Adam and Eve, you know, like, oh my goodness. It's like the mercies of God. And you think about Moses and everything that Moses went through. Mm-hmm. And you think about all the challenges and just leaving Egypt. I mean, here you're called to be a leader. You know, you step out there and you wind up killing an Egyptian. It's like, how did this happen, God? How did this? I'm supposed to be the leader. And all of a sudden, and he's 40 years, dude.
Yeah.
40 years. That's right. I mean, how many people stick around 40 years? It's like, you would think this is done. I blew it. I try to do something for God in my own strength. You know, in fact, I feel like even there's someone listening right now. You've tried to do something for God. You wanted to do something for God and you stepped out. And you know what? Maybe you got ahead of God and it didn't happen the way it should have happened. It didn't happen mm-hmm. the way God designed it. And maybe even people came down upon you and you've been really hard on yourself. Let me tell you, let me encourage you here today. Let us encourage you. It ain't over till God says it's over. You can always look up. You can always reach out to God because he is an ever-present help in the time of trouble. It ain't over. Mm-hmm. It ain't over till God says it. We got to get that because if we think that it's done, it's finished, mm-hmm. we're going to go down in gloom and in misery, mm-hmm. you know, and nothing's good, Pat, can come out of that.
That's right.
We must be encouraged that God always has the final word.
Amen. Amen.
I also kind of want to share, Pat, a couple more that are getting traction out there on the VFN torch. Mm-hmm. Josiah Lamb, Hearing God's Voice. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow. I love that one.
Man, if we get a chance, I'd love to play this today for VFN radio listeners mm-hmm. because this is an amazing testimony. Mm-hmm. I mean, this boy encountered God. And when you hear him, and it's just like, oh, my goodness, God, you're amazing. But mm-hmm. you hear God's voice. And he listened to him, he obeyed him.
Right.
And he spared his life. So so you know, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. And then desperate for God's glory, rounding up number four. Yes. We gotta be desperate. Pat, there's a hunger, you know, I'm sensing, you know, in the land, there's a hunger among God's people mm-hmm. that there's got to be more.
That's right.
You know, there's gotta be more. There's gotta be more. And God is enough.
That's right.
You know, and as things start happening. And the economy and things that we've been saying on this radio program come mm-hmm. to pass, and they will come to pass.
That's right.
Let me tell you, you might as well be desperate for his glory now. You know what I mean? Better be reaching out for his glory now because you're not going to have these other things that have pulled away your attention and pulled away your affection and pulled away has pulled you away from God. You know, mm-hmm. let's get desperate. Let's join together and usher in a great awakening.
Amen.
Oh my goodness. I just get so excited, Pat. Oh my goodness. So that's the VFN Torch top three. Again, feel free to share and encourage your fellow brother, sister in the Lord and those that are you're ministering to that are coming back to God and want to come back to God. They need hope. And you know what? The Lord has plenty of it.
Amen.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.